Beyond Good and Evil, Prelude to a Philosophy of the Future, by Friedrich Nietzsche. Translated by Ian Johnston, read by Alex Jennings.
Introductory note on Friedrich Nietzsche. Friedrich Nietzsche died in 1900, at the dawn of the new century, and since then many people have seen something significant in the date. For as the century progressed, Nietzsche's work, largely ignored in his own day, became increasingly well known. Indeed, in the past 50 years, at least, Nietzsche's work has grown so influential that it is associated with many of the most important trends of modern thought, not merely in philosophy, but in a very wide range of subjects. So much so that it is almost impossible to participate in modern intellectual discussions without some familiarity with his writings. Nietzsche was born in 1844 in Rocken bei Lützen in Prussia. After graduating from school, he studied classical philology at universities in Bonn and Leipzig, and in 1869 took up a position as professor of classical philology at Basel. After serving as a medical orderly during the Franco-Prussian War, 1870 to 1871, he began to suffer from a number of serious ailments, which a few years later became so serious he had to resign his position at Basel. For most of the rest of his life, Nietzsche lived as an independent writer, travelling a great deal throughout Europe, mainly in Italy and Switzerland, publishing several books, including Beyond Good and Evil in 1886, and republishing some of the writings from his university days. His work, however, received relatively little attention. In 1889, Nietzsche began to suffer from a serious mental deterioration. His friends and family took charge of him, especially his sister Elizabeth, but he never regained his sanity, and died after a bout of pneumonia 10 years later. Interpreting Nietzsche makes special demands, mainly because he presents his ideas not in the rational, systematic way traditionally associated with philosophical writing, but as a series of aphorisms combined with energetic and frequently very sweeping assertions. And he is very fond of poetical images and enigmatic questions. He typically offers his thoughts in sequences of numbered paragraphs, but the connections between these are frequently difficult to understand. As a result, his argument is often ambiguous and requires further interpretation, as he himself points out. In addition, Nietzsche has a unique tone, by turns serious, sarcastic, scathing, friendly, humorous, assertive, self-deprecating, candid, secretive, admiring, cryptic, and dismissive. Given this shifting and frequently ambiguous style, it is often difficult to tell just how one is supposed to take a particular statement or interpret a particular image. The central thrust of Nietzsche's thinking in Beyond Good and Evil is, however, clear enough. He is launching an assault on traditional European thinking about morality. In his view, past attempts to define the truth about morality have been superficial, because the philosophers proposing various systems have all started by assuming the essential points which need to be explored at the outset, and because they have been seduced into error by the nature of language, by their own unconscious motivation, and by their limited understanding of the history of moral thinking.